Welcome back. The Pooch Playoffs fundraiser is back this year to benefit the Quincy Animal Shelter. Photographer Wendy Adams is here with us again after putting it together last year for the very first time. And Wendy, I don't know if you heard that I called it the annual now. So now you're committed.
I'm totally committed.
You have to do it every
I
year.
I have to do it
just
every
because
year.
I said.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for coming over.
Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. It's something different. You know, we always, of course, we think of the brackets for basketball. Right,
yes.
This time of year. Well, you kind of stole that idea and applied it to the Quincy Animal Shelter.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. So fun.
So before we talk about that, tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I'm born and raised in Quincy. All Quincy Public Schools, graduated from North Quincy High. Kind of born obsessed with photography. I don't know why.
Really?
Just always have been, yeah. And I could not wait to get to North and take photography class. So I did for all 3 years there, and then I went on to go to college and got my bachelor's degree in photography, and just pretty much have maintained my obsession through all these years.
Wow. So yeah. I mean, it is an art form, but there's science to it too, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And one good thing about it is that as technology changes, it constantly changes. So it's always learning. You're always learning new things and finding new things.
Yeah. So where did you go to college to get a degree in photography?
I went to the Art Institute of Boston.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right in Boston. Yeah. I stayed at home in Quincy and commuted.
Yeah.
And they're now part of Lesley University.
Sure.
Yeah, so they're no longer there. It was a beautiful, small school.
Hmm.
And I loved it.
So you've been able to make a profession out of it. Is that hard to do?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do landscape work as well as portrait work.
Oh, you do? Okay.
And I love to travel. I'm kind of addicted to travel. So ideally, I would love to just travel the world taking beautiful pictures.
Okay.
You know, but it's hard to sell landscape work. And I actually majored in studio work when I was in college anyways. Hmm. I enjoy working in the studio. I love working with people and obviously pets. And I love the challenge of capturing them in a portrait, freezing time.
Okay, all right. So how did the idea first come to you last year about the Pooch Portrait Playoff?
No, I can't take credit for the idea.
Oh.
It's such a fabulous one, but I had joined a business group, and they had been doing it for about 4 years prior.
Oh, really?
So I just jumped in, followed their example, and ran it just like they did, and it was a great success, and it was also great fun.
Oh, what's the group? What's the business group?
It's called the Photography Business Institute.
Okay.
And in college, I don't know if it's different now, but back in the day, it was all about art. You didn't learn anything about business and running a business.
Mm.
So they focus on not the art of the photography, but the business side of photography.
Okay. Gotcha.
And I had a lot to learn.
Right,
so.
Right. More than making pretty pictures, right?
Right,
well,
yeah.
To make it a viable way to make a living.
Right? Yeah.
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 So it's not just a hobby, you know.
No, not for me.
How to make it a business. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So what were they doing to raise funds for animal shelters?
Yeah, very similar to what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah, they would get contestants. Some of them do double brackets and go up to 32 dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sticking with the 16, at least for now, unless in the future, as I do it annually, it becomes wildly popular.
Right.
Then I could add 32.
There you go.
Yeah, but we all run it basically the same way. We get our contestants to come in, we photograph them, and that in itself is a blast.
I bet.
And then we have them choose the image that will be in the contest, and eventually all goes online. Voting is free and open to the public.
Okay.
So I would love for everyone to go online and vote. And it's stressful.
Really?
Yeah. I was surprised last year at how stressed I was, especially the first round, because you immediately eliminate half.
Oh.
So was half
that's
gone.
The stressful part, eliminating
that was
them? Oh, okay.
Watching them get eliminated.
Okay.
I couldn't sleep the night before the first vote.
Is that right?
I was so nervous,
wow,
and it was just sad to see half go right away. But it's how the game is played, right?
Yeah.
And then it goes down to 8, and then from there 4 and 2. And then we get our winner.
Oh, all right. So how did it go last year?
Last year was great. I've been giving the contestants a heads up that you really kind of have to campaign for your dog or cat.
Okay.
You get all your friends involved in voting, and it's a popularity contest. That's what it comes down to.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you do for the shelter, for the animal shelter?
Last year we raised close to $3,700.
Oh, that's super. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was really impressed.
First time out, right?
Our first round, and we did so good. So I'm hoping to come close to that again this year.
All right.
And we'll see. We're still looking for several more dogs. So if anyone out there is interested, contact me.
Okay. Oh, so it's already started?
It's already started. Okay. We've done some of the sessions. We have a few coming up this coming weekend.
Okay.
And then I'll probably add some next weekend too, just if we get some more dogs in.
Okay. So do they come to you? Do you go to them? How does it work?
We're doing it at one of our sponsors is Leader of the Pack Dog Training, and they're located right on Billings Road in Quincy.
Okay.
And they were generous and donated the space.
Nice.
So we're doing all the photography there.
Okay.
It's a great because it's not at the busy end of Billings Road, at the other end, so it's easy parking, it's a nice neighborhood, and it's quiet.
Okay, who can compete?
Anyone? Yeah, and we're welcoming cats this year too.
That's brave.
Yeah, I know. Cats are even a bigger challenge than dogs, but I love them. I'm a cat lover too.
Okay.
So and I'm up for the challenge.
Really?
And yeah. Okay. And even if it seems like last year we had a few dogs that were kind of like ping pong balls, they were kind of just all over the place.
Yeah.
And then the families are so impressed when they see the images that I capture because they can't see it happening at the time.
Right, right. Well, speaking of, you brought a couple of examples of images that you've captured in the past. So who do we have here?
This is
Hold him up there
Chewbacca. Can we see him?
Yeah, good.
He
good.
Is on a metal print. Yeah, Chewy. He's a Quincy resident and was a wonderful contestant last year. The big dogs seem to be, to me, the easiest.
Is that right?
Yeah, because they're pretty mellow.
Ah.
He just sat there and, you know, we moved him around a little bit for different poses, and he was fabulous. Look at him. I actually photographed his whole family with him, too, as well. And that's something to note is that I always encourage people to get in the images as well. Obviously, those aren't used for the contest because it's just, but while we're there, it's such a gift to have something with you and your animal loved one that's really a family member, and you'll have it forever.
Okay.
You
know? Is that a St. Bernard?
He's a St. Bernard, and this is a metal print.
Oh, I see.
So it's made out of metal. They're great because they're really sturdy, and if they get dirty, you just Windex and wipe them off.
Perfect.
Yeah, and they hang nicely.
Very nice. And then you have a glass example.
Yeah, this is an acrylic block.
Yep.
And this is actually one of my dogs. This is Izzy.
Izzy.
Who's not in the contest.
Oh, okay.
But
I was gonna say,
she was a model for me. And my dogs are used to having their pictures taken. And I love these because they have such a nice look to them.
Yes.
They're very glossy and sleek and modern. And they look great propped up anywhere.
So it's acrylic.
It's acrylic, yeah. And you just can plop it right on a tabletop or a desktop. And they look so nice.
Now, for folks who are participating in the Pooch Playoffs, would you include something like this, or is it extra?
It's a little extra. Okay. So people get the option to buy some of my artwork because I provide artwork.
Yep.
They get included, though. They get a free gift, and it's a choice between a magnet or a keychain.
Okay.
And they choose the image that goes that goes in their gift.
Okay.
And then they choose the image that goes in the contest as well.
Oh, they do? Oh, they choose?
They choose.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I don't want that on me.
Ah, okay.
Right. It's hard enough. Let them pick it.
Makes it more important to lobby for votes then.
Yes.
Okay, because that's the image you've chosen.
So right, exactly.
You think that's the one that's going to win.
And they'll ask me for advice sometimes.
Yeah.
And I don't like to give it because you just never know.
Right.
You never know what's going to hit somebody like, I want to vote for that dog.
Right.
So I do tell them, try to choose something you think is going to stand out, make your dog stand out, or cat, a little bit. So people will gravitate towards your dog.
Now, do they all get the same background? You know,
pretty much. There's there's the two different ones. You can see here, this one has the purple. We do a purple.
Yeah.
And then this one has the blue.
Okay. All right.
And they can choose between them.
Yep.
And I do white, too. So I photograph all of them on white. And the white is nice because I can change it in post. And I can make it all different kinds of colors.
So, but for Pooch Playoffs, do they all get the same?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
No, some of them are blue, some are purple, some I change to make them a little colorful. But they're all just one color.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're all the same like that. All the work is done in studio.
Okay. How does one vote?
So to vote, when the voting starts, you'll start by visiting my webpage.
Yep.
And there's a landing page called Pooch Playoffs. So you just go to my page, click on the little icon that says Pooch Playoffs, and there'll be instructions there on how to vote, mm-hmm. and then a link to click on to vote. All you need is to put in an email address.
Okay.
And there'll be 2 days of voting for each round. So you can vote once each day.
Okay.
So you can vote one day and come back the next day and vote again.
Okay. All right. Very good. Yeah. When does the voting start?
I'm not positive yet.
Okay.
I was aiming for March 18th.
Okay.
But because I'm hoping to get some more dogs in, I'm going to have to push it back a little bit.
Okay.
So it will be at some time in March. And if you follow my socials, it will be announced all over my socials. And Quincy Animal Shelter also has done a great job of promoting it. And they'll also announce when voting's going to start.
Okay. And then after the first round, you'll announce the finalists?
Yes.
Okay.
I announce the ones who are moving on.
Right.
So after the first round, there'll be 8 dogs that'll be moving
left.
On.
Or maybe cat.
Or cat,
or two.
Yes. Yes, okay. We do have 1 cat enrolled right now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've already photographed him, and he is gorgeous.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, mm-hmm. and we're just hoping to get some more. I would love to get some more cats in.
You'll have to change the name then.
I know. Okay. I know, maybe in the
future.
Could be
Pet Playoffs,
yeah.
maybe, or something.
It could be Pet Playoffs.
Okay.
I could do some lizards and stuff. I would love that.
Who knows what you'd get at that point, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then the second round?
The second round will be the same.
Okay.
It'll be 8, and then it will go down to 4, and I'll announce the 4 that are moving on.
Yep.
And then people can just go right to the webpage and vote again.
Vote again.
Same thing, 2 days of voting.
Okay.
So there's 2 times to vote, and so on, and it will go lower and lower and
right.
lower until we have our grand prize winner.
Okay, so there'll be just 2 winners at the end?
There'll be 1 winner.
One
at
winner
the end.
At the end.
Yes,
okay.
But we have prizes for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd place winners.
Okay.
We also have amazing swag bags. Prizes and swag bags have all been donated by local businesses. So the swag bag is amazing,
yeah.
And everyone gets a swag bag, every participant. And the winners will be gift baskets from various businesses.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun again
yeah.
this year, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, once the winners are announced,
mm-hmm.
what do they get? Do they get, like, a plaque in the shelter, or?
They don't get a plaque in the shelter,
oh.
but I do have a little trophy that I make
a
up.
A trophy, okay.
Yeah, and last year's winner was a Dachshund.
Really?
Yeah, oh my gosh, he's beautiful.
Okay.
And I made like a trophy about this big,
yep.
and it's the image. It's from his
oh.
image, but it's an outline just of him. And then it says Pooch Playoffs Champion, and
okay.
it has the date.
Very good.
Yeah, it's adorable.
So you say it's free to vote.
It's free to vote.
So how does this raise money for the shelter, Wendy?
When people sign up and enroll their animal,
mm-hmm.
they pay a $150 sitting fee,
okay.
and that fee goes directly to the shelter.
100%.
100%
okay.
of that, and then anything left over from my sponsors also goes right to the shelter.
Okay, all right, so
mm-hmm.
that's huge. They,
yeah.
as you know, are in the midst of moving to their
yes.
new headquarters up on Quarry Street.
Yeah.
I think Sandra Sine said late March, early April.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully it's coming soon.
Yeah.
So they've been preparing for it, and
right.
it looks like it's going to be amazing. I've only seen some pictures. I haven't seen the actual shelter, but
yeah.
it looks incredible, and they're going to have so much space.
Yeah, but there will be probably some moving costs, you know,
yeah.
associated with that, so this would be helpful, I'm
mm-hmm.
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And last year we did the sessions right at the shelter.
Okay.
But this year we wanted to get out of the way. Obviously they have so much going on.
Right.
So Leader of the Pack was kind enough to step in and
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
maybe
donate the space.
Next year you can take them at the new shelter.
I know. That's what they said. They said maybe we could do it right here. So
yeah.
we'll see. We'll see what happens once they get that big move in.
Okay. And it is, you know, it is important to note that the Quincy Animal Shelter is just it's 100% volunteer run.
Yes.
They have a very, very small staff.
Yeah.
So any donation goes right to the animal's care.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
right.
important to note
they're
that
an amazing.
As well.
They're just incredible. I'm always so impressed by them.
So not only you're getting to combine 2 loves here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Photography and your love of animals.
Yes.
Too, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love all pets too.
Yes.
not just
dogs and cats.
Yeah. So yeah, I would love to do anyone that has a pet. Feel free.
I know you wanted to mention your sponsors.
Yes, we have several wonderful sponsors this year, different from last year. Leader of the Pack, I already mentioned.
Yep.
They did sponsor us last year, too. North River Business Alliance, Coat Law Group, Superlative Printing did, they handled all our printing for us, and SWR Remediation as well. So okay. we have quite a few sponsors this year, and I'm so grateful for them.
Very nice. All right. So it's all on your website or the animal shelter's website.
Yeah, yep.
And there's a deadline coming up, right?
Yeah. My last week to take the photos would be March 16th.
Okay.
So deadline is coming up.
All right, so you want to be part of the competition, get
a hold
of you.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It is a lot of fun.
You also have an exhibit coming up at the Q Arts Gallery.
Yeah, I'm so excited about it. So I'm going to have a solo show starting June 14th,
okay.
which is easy to remember because it's Flag Day.
There you go. It's kind of a big day here in Quincy.
It is a big day. Yeah, I love the parade and everything. So it's going to be a combo of my landscape work and some of my portraits. Work.
Okay.
And I'm very excited to have work up. It's such a wonderful space, and I'm so proud to be an artist here in Quincy, so I'm very excited to show my work.
Landscapes of Quincy?
Some of our Quincy.
Some,
yeah, and all over the from wherever I travel, I just have to take pictures.
Are there any animal photos involved?
There'll be some, I'm sure. Yeah. I will have to put in some of my pet pooch playoffs because they're just incredible.
So your three loves then, Wendy, right?
Yeah.
Animals, photography, and travel.
I know. How lucky am I?
Good for you.
Yeah.
You work here in Quincy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have right here in Quincy. I don't have a studio space at this point. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
But yes. And I travel to around to do portrait work. I do a lot of on-location sessions too, not just studio work. So that really takes place anywhere my clients want to go.
All right. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I don't know. I think we've talked about a lot.
Again, it's the second annual Pooch Playoffs fundraiser for the Quincy Animal Shelter. The shelter's website, we've been putting up a phone number as well. Does that go right to you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
If folks have questions or want to
Just give me a call. Okay. If you're confused or can't find the website, just give me a call, and I'd be more than happy to talk to you.
All right. Good luck.
Excellent. Thank
you. We have a great turnout again this year.
Yeah. And maybe I'll be back again next year.
Maybe from the new shelter this time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
You are welcome.